Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
Christina, we're doing part two.
Hello.
Poodle fixed a drink. She's been soothed. I don't blame. I don't know. Usually doesn't bother me at all.
Oh,
but even today, something energetically, I was like, ugh, buy it. Didn't offer me a drink. I guess I will be fine.
You want one?
I'm fine, but thank you. It's just what I can be offered.
Too bad.
All right. Are you ready?
I can't square it. I can't spare it. Can't spare a square.
Can't spare it square.
That's on the, that
Seinfeld
name. Don't start quoting Seinfeld.
There's not a square to spare.
Yes, but you know, when I, sometimes I make Seinfeld.
That's a very famous episode. Who doesn't know that? You want to throw that at me right now, but you want to put it on your lips so you don't know what to do.
I am torn. Cracker! Right. That'll go in the beehole.
Listen. When you're disrespected like that, sooner or later, you get tired of it and you throw stuff. So I threw a milkshake.
That is the funniest thing is she followed it up with the phrase, I'm a grown-ass woman.
I'm a grown-ass woman.
That's what a toddler does.
A grown-ass woman and I threw a milkshake.
And I throw things.
Y'all, this is Hey.
It's Hey.
Happily Ever After.
Season 7, Episode 4. Truth hurts.
Still
truth
don't know why it's
does up. Hurt.
It does.
Yeah. And an ADHD does too.
That's a good hurt.
Truth, sometimes not so much, but an 8-inch dick. Ooh.
That hurts.
Again, y'all, as we aptly named so on Lalu, good. What's that 8-inch dick called?
It's a Thanksgiving dick.
We have deemed it,
more
y'all.
More like a 10-inch dick.
That's more like 10-inch, yeah. 8-inch dick is, I could live with that. A 10-inch dick
it has
is
to be done the right way.
If it curves the wrong way, mm-hmm. all bets are off. Y'all, yeah. We talked about on Lalu, that 10-inch dick, because we were talking about Deontay, who has a massive schlong.
Massive dong.
And we said, you know what? That actually is like, you have a dick like once a year. It's a Thanksgiving
dick, where you don't eat like Thanksgiving all year long.
No, you can't.
You don't fuck like you do on Thanksgiving.
No, you can't.
So that Friday after Thanksgiving, make that dick appointment.
Yes, and y'all, the fall is
like you reserve your turkeys.
As soon as you see that pumpkin spice go, Oh, wait. I need to make my Thanksgiving dick appointment.
I need to text that guy, Ray, see what he's up to.
And for those of you who are married or in committed relationships, invite a third.
Invite sure. Why not?
Just make sure your partner knows about
make
it.
Make sure everyone's in agreement. It's consensual. Thanksgiving dick. Get into it.
Get into it.
All right. Any announcements? We want to, I just read that the entire island of Puerto Rico is without power.
Yes.
So really sending our love to our sissies in Puerto Rico. Just
and sissies who have family there.
Yes.
We know this is right after Maria.
Yes. Horrible.
And we're thinking about you.
This is new, sissies. So I'm sure that as we go along, there'll be places where people can give or donate or whatever. So just, we ask you to be active, be vigilant, and look and give if you can. What else is going on?
Live shows.
Live
we're
shows.
We're on the road.
We were just saying while Poodle was fixing
I've ordered costumes. And we're in the process.
It's true. But we were just saying how we're both so excited to go back on the road again. Mainly because we don't have to worry about a polar bomb. But we're very excited to see y'all again. It's been too long, sissies.
It's been about a month and a half.
Well... feels like a long time to me.
I think it's been like 2 months.
This is pretty much going to be it. There might be a show here or there, but y'all, this is going to be
it's
it.
It's definitely
for like,
it for the year.
You East Coast and Southern people, and like, we ain't coming back to you till probably fall of next year.
Like there may be some one-offs in, like we mentioned possible Vegas dates in 2023. But
you've got it. Sissy Brandon messaged me and said, motherfucker, I teach an Equinox class that night because he teaches bike. And he said, Tuesday night's my busiest night in New York City. And I had to get a sub to come to your show, bitch. And I was like, hey,
y'all,
I'm just trying to thrive.
We try to get certain nights, but in a city like New York and in October, otherwise known as Rocktober, when everyone's going to shows.
Yeah.
We're doing our best.
We get the nights that we can get out, because remember, we're little pissants.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get big.
You said pissant. Pissants.
I said pissons.
Like a peons.
I combined peon and pissants. That's what I did.
You don't have to tell me what you did. I know what you did. I just told you what you did.
That's what I did. Yeah. So... Everclear or Evanescence, whatever.
You said Evanescence.
So anyway, y'all.
People, I don't think are really coming for you hardly because they know that either you had some type of brain.
Probably, that's it.
Malfunction.
Probably.
Yeah.
But
something
I say
that needs work.
Well, I bring this up because we actually appreciate that a lot of you are moving your schedules around and doing things.
We do
see
very
us.
Much so.
So we appreciate that. And I just want to say that if you think, oh, I'm not there on a Tuesday or a Thursday, I'm going to wait till they come back in a couple of months on a weekend. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
So it's a year.
The next time is going to be fall.
Yeah. So this is it. And we're excited to get on the road again.
So if you think we're threatening you, if you don't, we are a little bit. It's not going to happen until next fall, and I don't want to hear it. People were saying, when are you going to come to the Pacific Northwest? We did.
We did, because that was the only area of the country where inclement weather didn't sabotage our
that's
shows.
That's true. It did rain.
But it's the normal. Pacific Northwest. It always rains.
But, anyway. So, and I know some of you have found us after we toured. That sucks. But
I
promise.
We're doing what we can. So, yes, the Doublet Tour, we're excited. Chicago, we'll see you in about a week and a half.
Yeah, the 29th. 29th of
September. Oh, that just made you a little nervous.
It did.
You, did I,
you know when my voice goes up and I think about all the things I need to do? My anxiety grabs my neck and squeezes it, and not in a sexual way.
No.
In a way of, I can't breathe. You need to do that.
It's fine. We've got plenty of time.
No, I have a timeline of what I need, and yes. I think everything should be fine. This is a venue we've been to before.
It's true.
This is Lincoln Hall, which we've been to before. I don't have to worry about people not knowing what the fuck they're doing.
No, that venue was wonderful. Also, we forgot to talk about this on part one, but y'all, the single life is back. Oh, the single life is back.
If I had the money,
I would just pay a camera crew to follow Natalie around and record everything she said.
Oh, it's so her. Tracy is giving, or Tracy, Tanya is giving us Tania vibes, but we still have decided to call her Tanya. Like, it's.
Oh, she is going to make so many bad decisions.
She's
going
to make
season.
Bad decisions. Caesar is just Caesar. He's going to go to Ukraine in the middle of the war.
Fuck geopolitics.
But he wants his happy. Y'all, it is. Oh, Debbie. Yeah. Oh. It's just so good. It's so,
and
so good.
And we still haven't seen, I think we're probably going to see tomorrow, we're recording this on Sunday, probably going to see Tiffany and Veronica soon.
Yes, Shoulders and Veronica. So it's good. Anyway, that's all on the free feed, but.
Love is blind, y'all. Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Season 3.
Been good to us.
Oh, yeah. Season 3, October 19th, The Big D. Season 3 in the Big D.
Dallas, if you don't know, that's a Big D. I think most people do, but with us, you could think it's about Dick.
That's true. That's a fair comparison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But After the Altar is out now, season 2.
3 episodes. Also, y'all.
Where you just watch Mallory's face and her eyes get bigger, especially when we meet Sal's new girlfriend. Jesse!
Just no. Sissy brought this up in the Patreon. I commented in the back and I said, I guess anyone with the name Jessica or a form of that's not going to do well on this show. Not going to do well on this show. The trailer for season 3 looks great.
Right.
I saw it.
We couldn't even see anybody though.
No, but Netflix has been so wonderful and helpful to us that we're going to be able
Thank you, Netflix.
Yes. Unlike other places we ask.
Unlike other networks.
Netflix emails us back. And so we're very excited that we're going to be able to, we want to try to create some event television.
No, you did that wrong.
I'm sorry.
Event television.
Boom, boom, boom.
We discussed the way we were doing this.
I forgot about the song.
Event television.
Boom, boom, boom. It always has to be in stereo. But we are planning that because Netflix is giving us a little preview of these episodes, we're going to be able to, Love is Blind is going to drop on
Wednesday.
Get them
a little early.
And then literally, y'all, the next day, the next
12:01.
Yeah, at 12:01.
Thursday.
We will be dropping all of our, so binge that Netflix show.
I'm really bad at reading all these embargoes,
yeah,
that they send us of things you can't say,
but we will. What people know, things can.
I'll be the reason we get sued.
You'll be the reason why we have to pay our attorney to be on every single shoot with us.
Emily, I just want you guys. I want to be honest with
you
guys.
You'll be in the middle, and Emily just walks in and goes, "Nope, it's cut."
This is just me being authentic.
Anyway. Thank you,
or
Netflix.
Me being drunk.
We're excited. Love is Blind. It looks. You said you
what
watched.
What a great company.
You said you saw a little bit and were very excited.
I have watched the first episode of Love is Blind.
I have not watched it.
Because we have a Netflix Media Pass, which lets us know a little bit earlier. We get, because for reviewers, they let us have things early. Let me just say.
Don't you give any.
I won't.
Say anything.
I won't.
All you can say is if it's good.
It's juicy.
Okay, there's it. You can't say anymore because I'm scared of getting sued. Don't you say anymore.
I won't.
All right.
I'm very excited.
Oh, good. I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited.
There are at least...
No,
Fine.
Save it.
Say it.
All right, everybody. Shall we? Are you getting a dick?
No, I just got a text.
You ever watch the intimate portrait?
No, I just got a text that says, "How are you? Long time no see." And I'm going to write, "I'm pregnant."
Oh, I love fucking with those people, y'all.
Oh, y'all, anytime you get a random text from a number you don't know, just say, "I'm pregnant."
I totally pulled another one. I pretended I was Lindsay, and I said, "Hey, I'm trying to bail CJ out, but I don't have the money because I'm on parole. Can you go bail him out?" And that was the quickest one that ended and just said, "Sorry, wrong number."
The only problem is I think if you engage with them, you get on their list. But
I'm already on their list. I'm getting a text message.
True. Yo, I'm drinking because
I have to say
we had an issue with
and you got to be
God.
Oh yeah, yeah. So his neighbor.
Upstairs neighbor.
I'm going to tell this to you. We had it. I need to tell her Instagram got hacked. We have a sissy who followed us on Instagram and then messaged me a message and said, hey, did you get, because sometimes people, if you like an Instagram page, it'll connect to your phone number. So yeah. Like you can get a text message or whatever. She said, I'm starting a new like biz. I'm starting a, like a new, like, I forgot what it was.
This is riveting already.
It's going to send you a text. And I went, this is probably not appropriate for a sissy to ask me this. But I just responded, I didn't get anything. So then like, but then it was weird. Then she would message me like other things like from our show, like actual from a real person.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait a minute, maybe that's not. Anyway, this happened for like 2 weeks where she kept saying, did you get the text? And finally I was like, girl, you got to go on self-promotion Saturday. I don't have time for this. I appreciate it though. Good luck. Anyway, it finally sent me a text. I finally got a text from some weird number and I took a screenshot and I said, this shit is spam. You're blocked. And I blocked them. But they
good.
Are, they are sneaky though because it was threaded in personal messages.
I don't answer anyone without a dick pic now.
After you got your account hacked?
Mm-hmm. That was brutal because they pretended to be someone I knew and it.
So y'all,
yeah.
If don't have that two-factor authentication on your phone.
It was bad because they had got me when I'd been drinking a little bit and I had been dicked down.
Oh, they're your calmest.
I was at my most gizmo mogwai.
Just like when a python is just eating a baby alligator.
Yes,
you can't move.
I was quite satiated.
Uh huh.
And I was very, very vulnerable.
That's not fair. I'm sorry.
That's why my Instagram got hacked.
All right. Any other announcements? I think we're it, right?
That's it.
We've got a Broadway corner coming up this
week. Yes. There's a very important Broadway
corner.
Better
be good. I guess it's a weekly thing now.
I'd rather not hear your flagrant expectation of what I'm going to say.
I'm just saying.
Can we talk about Kim and Usman?
Yes.
You're running out of water.
It's fine. I'll be good. All right.
Oh, that dog needs water. What was that from?
I don't know.
It was something about this is your girlfriend. It was something. That dog looks like it needs water. It was a guy portraying a woman. Is this a movie? No, some meme. Some fucking YouTube. Some straight YouTuber made that was funny. I'm ruining this.
Yeah.
But at one point, the guy's like, oh, that dog looks like it needs water.
Someone will find it and post it in the Facebook group.
I still think about it. I think that dog needs water.
Y'all leave us, or not leave us, well, yeah, leave us a review, but follow us. We're really trying on our social media now, having a lot more memes. So follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And
please join
our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. It's a private Facebook. It's a fan group.
We have fun in there.
It's not ran by us really anymore, but we do have fun in there still. So
yes.
They're a good bunch of peeps. All right. Let's do this.
I do not want to meet the second wife. Dinner in a bucha.
I mean, yes.
That's dinner in a bucha. That's one of the lost the lost Arthur Miller plays. Dinner in a bucha.
Wow. That.
But it ends the way all of them end.
That made it sadder. Wow.
With the fight. It ends the way they end with a third act fight. This time, milkshakes are involved.
Milkshakes are involved. Tech people hate it. They have to clean up milkshakes every fucking night.
Oh, okay. I got to say, a milkshake is the worst thing you can throw.
It's pretty bad.
Because at least with alcohol, it evaporates.
Also, sugar attracts dirt. You've got sugar all over your clothes.
So,
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. My milkshake brings all the... Fuck you!
So, they're talking about the second wife thing. And Kimberly's like, we have to talk about it more. And Usman says, well, my friend's coming. He has several wives. I want him to talk to you. And Usman says...
KB.
Yeah, and Usman says...
Not
the toy store. I think they're closed.
They are, I'm pretty sure.
He says...
I used to love to go there.
Oh, we never could go to toy... It was only... I don't know if they had it, but we had to drive all the way to Oklahoma City or Dallas. So it was an hour and a half to get Toys R Us.
What?
Yeah, it was like a...
Where would you go to the toy store?
We didn't have
Walmart?
One. Walmart was it for us to go to the toy store. We didn't have an actual toy store.
So the joy,
You could only go to Walmart where capitalism jerks off.
I mean, there was at Kerr and Revis, the drugstore in the back, they had like their children's section.
No! This is so sad!
No, they had their children.
Kerr and Revis!
It's a drugstore. That's where I got my mother that necklace one time, but it hung on her neck funny. She said she didn't like
and
it.
And she got rid of it.
And I'm over it, I promise. That they had, you know, I liked it. It was very Egyptian. I was really into
we
that as a
need
kid.
To go past
anyway,
this.
Doing my apartment in Art Deco now. And so, but Kerr and Revis had.
You're welcome for all the ideas.
You didn't give me any ideas.
This is all Art Deco, you bitch.
Oh, I didn't get it from this. I got it from my neighbor down below said, I like to decorate in the building that the time it was built in. I said, my building's built in 1929. And she said, oh, well, that's a lot of Art Deco. And I said, I love Art Deco. She said,
I don't think your building is Art Deco, though.
1929, but the Art Deco, the building's not so much, I but see. The period that was popular then, yeah.
But my building is Art Deco.
No, yeah, your building is way Art Deco. It's gorgeous. They painted all over these murals. It pisses me off.
I know. They painted all the tile.
I think you should pay someone to repaint it.
Then I would never get my deposit back.
You're not going to get it back anyway.
That's fair.
Have they seen your bedroom floor when you move out? You're not going to get it.
When I drop that lube all over.
Oh, yes. You're not getting it back.
They're still slipping on that floor.
Whoop. I'm telling you, you're not going to get it back. My dog ruined my floor. I'm not getting my. So I might as well do whatever the fuck I want. But anyway, what was I talking about? You waylaid me.
Kerr and Revis.
And
remember when this is supposed to be a short episode?
It's true. Eliza, I think, in the Sissy Squad posted about this, or someone did. They had those trains that everybody loves with the wooden tracks.
Yes.
That's what I was obsessed with, and I always wanted those trains, and I never got any because I was told they were too expensive.
Oh.
And a part of me this day, if I ever have like an office or like a den, I just kind of want to have a little train set like that.
So you would be soothing the trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't buy me one now. It doesn't go in an Art Deco theme, y'all.
It's interesting. I really just only want to talk about toy stores, and we stumbled into that.
You asked.
Asked and answered. Yeah. We have to move on. Yeah. I don't even know what my point was. That's gone out the window. So his friend comes up. And basically, Usman says, it's very important for me to have a child. But she's like, I'm the first wife, right? I'm the first wife. And this idea that I object with the idea that she said, that's not what you said. That's not what you said. She takes what she wants to hear.
Yeah.
And rewrites it in her head.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't agree. And also, he knows that she does that. Unfortunately.
No one's innocent in this, but yes, yes, for sure. Go ahead.
So, the guy, KB, is basically saying, no, you're not going to, the first wife is the first wife, the second wife is the second wife, and you treat them equally.
Or you at least hide it if you prefer one over the other.
And she's like, that's not what you told me. That's not what you told me.
Which?
The first wife gets all the love.
All the love.
It turns into, so the second wife, y'all, is just a baby receptacle in her.
That's what she thinks of it.
It's, which is awful.
It is.
Let's not
horrible.
Mince words here. That's shitty to want to do that to another person, to say that person gets no love. And she's seeing Usman as someone who can just knock up a woman without any emotional attachment. And she would just be his baby mama, so she would be the first wife, and she would be over that woman.
Yes, because KB
says... It's
very
colonial.
It is.
It's awful.
Yes, it feels very... KB even says, and the wives live together. Oh, no. I'm not going to live with
her. She doesn't even want to meet the wife or the children.
And so that's where I go. The fact that she doesn't want to meet his children, I went, this is someone
you don't love him.
You don't. I have to say, if you love someone... I would want to know half of the person I'm with.
Well, it's because it's about ownership for her.
It honestly was pretty. It is in this episode. Because yes, he doesn't tell her the whole story. So is she right when he says you didn't tell me this?
I'm Team Usman.
She's right. I'm kind of their team. Both terrible, but she's right. He didn't tell her this. But he also didn't not tell her this, but you hit it on the head. She fills in the story with what she wants.
Yep.
And like you said, he lets her do this. So I think really they both are at fault. I think in a way it's kind of, he does, I would say, gaslight her in that way, where he feels, where she has these big overreactions. He's like, this is not what I, and it kind of is, I gave you a false sense of security.
Yeah.
But, well, her react, but just that aside, the fact that she doesn't want to even know her her husband's children,
it's all
that's
really
gross,
weird colonial thought of, you go do what you want to do in Africa. You go do all that savage stuff that Africans do.
Uh-huh.
And you do all your African things. And I'll be in San Diego doing my American white thing.
Yeah.
And you, and I will, you make children all you want, but you come back to me, and so I don't have to get sullied with that.
And
that's
I,
what it feels like.
It does.
Me.
And I don't even think she probably knows the undertone of that.
Oh,
like, she doesn't get, like, the... Because you just brought out, you were talking about racial undertones in that. I don't think she gets that aspect. I think, but I, so maybe she gets the little, the part of the colonial, like as far as the buying things. I think she gets that part.
Yeah. It, I, she might not get it, but.
I don't mean as an excuse.
No,
I
no,
mean
no.
Like,
she might not get it, but I mean, she's so complicit in it that she'll never understand
it. She's so wrapped in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it still needs to be called out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's one of the it's one of the things why I want to so much to see her as a clown. And life is so much easier when I can see her as a clown. But she says shit like this, and I'm like, fuck you.
It's pretty, when she said that, I just thought, because KB says you could bring over some of the children. Your children to the U.S.
No, she's going to meet them.
And I just went, she says later, she talks about, I've been compromising. I've compromised so much. And I went, you really haven't.
What? The only
honestly,
thing,
they both
the
really haven't compromised.
The only thing she's compromised on is the second wife, but it's only according to her exact specifications.
So wait, so you want to, you're going to honor what you said, his culture. But you want nothing cultural about it.
Exactly.
You just want that one little piece. But that's like saying, hey, I don't know. Like, you're Jewish and you marry someone who's indigenous and they have a different religion than you. And you say, okay, you can do one part of this ceremony, but you can't do the rest of this very important ceremony.
She compromised out of desperation because she knew that the mom, she was basically being savvy at this point.
Well, she knew he would leave her.
The mom is not going to, his mom is not going to let him marry her unless there's a guarantee that he can have children.
Yeah.
And if that is the only way, she will act like she's allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, we all know Miss Kimbali is not going to be okay being a sister wife.
No.
Her version of being a sister wife is being the only one in America, and the other one is in some African city that she doesn't even know how to pronounce.
Yeah.
And that's the only, that's how she can, she's basically mentally arranging it so she's still the only one wife, and he can have his own customs because it's African. It's very othering to me.
But then on the flip side, too, Usman says after the fight, she runs off. He's like, she knows that I think a woman should be submissive. And I went, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
You know her, and you know she's an American woman.
And he's a con artist.
And he's a con. So
and,
like,
yeah.
So that's why I don't.
He's even conning his friend.
That's why I don't. I'm not Team Usman. Like, I don't feel sorry for. They're both getting what they deserve at this point.
No, you're
I
right.
Think. Yeah. And they're both being terrible to one another.
Yep.
And I will happily watch it.
because they're both such fools.
And it's entertaining.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, they're both such
and
fools.
And know that when she leaves, she...
I am not a show pony.
Did you notice...
Did
you notice her deep breathing?
Yeah.
And then at one point, she did not have to... She could have just left... But some part of her said, I have to make this good TV, so I'm going to throw and slap this drink. And that's when I went, that makes you extra shitty.
It was gross.
Because, yeah.
He was wearing a very nice, like, garment. Like, it's just...
It's shitty. It's shitty.
He was talking very disrespectful. Very disrespectful to me.
Dude, where
so at, you know my problem with disrespectful. I always have a problem because disrespectful always means something else.
It does.
It never means what you mean it to mean.
I know, it's true. We're on episode 4. I think, are they the only one that's not married?
No, Ed and Liz.
Well, we don't cover them. Anybody else?
Everyone else is married.
So, do you think Kim and Usman will get married?
I think it might end this season.
I think they might get married.
Oh, God.
Because I think...
I also could see that, though.
I think more than anything, they both want to be on this show.
Yeah, she wants to be on the show.
Oh. And they're going to... Come on. They're like... I haven't looked, but I bet the ratings for this Happily Ever After, because it's been good.
I bet the
ratings were good, and they're getting talked about.
This is the best in 2 years.
Yeah. So they're going to be back.
Because with the addition of, with decent storylines for Libby and Andre so far, this storyline, Jenny and Sumit going the Kama Sutra route.
Yeah.
I won't do it. It grosses you out.
Thank you. and I don't know. I'm... everybody else I could kind of take or leave.
Well, we don't like Ed. No. But Ed is a big draw for this show. A lot of people like him and watch him. So, Ed, the same for Angela. Like him or not, that they are. So, anyway, I think they're going to be around for a while. So, I think they're going to get married.
So,
I'm kind of here for it because it's just a...
Usman's basically saying things like, you know, I'm glad she showed me who she was because I'm going to send her back to the States tomorrow. This is all for his friend, you guys, because the next moment he's looking for her to apologize.
He is.
And that's why I find the character of Usman so interesting, because he's such a con. He is someone else to everyone in his life.
He's a con, yeah.
He is remarkable in that.
That's
way.
Why, because he's talented, he's a good performer. Because a good performer makes you feel like you're the only person in the room.
And when the camera loves him, every time he does solo stuff for the camera, he's a performer.
Yeah.
I would watch Usman in anything. Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Zara, you got me twisted.
I know, he writes bops. So they're in the bedroom, basically, and she's just like...
They've gone back. Yeah.
I wish I would never come here. And they're kind of... It's a lot of, honestly, their fight is just a lot of, I'm right, you're wrong.
It's the same beat over and over again.
He's saying, I sacrifice more than you. No, they both, honestly, I think they both have sacrificed not much.
One thing he says, and if it was coming from anybody else, I think it would make a big deal. It's like, we had sex. Do you realize how culturally inappropriate that is? I was like, girl.
Oh, what a.
We know you've had sex.
What a compromise.
Outside of marriage. Yeah.
What a compromise.
But it's interesting to hear him point out things like that.
Well, that's it. He uses his, I will say, I wonder, it reminds me of sometimes I know growing up Catholic, I remember I had a couple of friends that were like not practicing. You probably had this, hardly not Catholic acting at all. And then they like got engaged or married, and they're
switch
ready.
Lips.
Like everybody has to be so Catholic that they get married to, and it almost is like
it's called appearances, darling.
And it's so for he can come at me, but I don't see Usman as being someone that is that faithful, or needing to adhere to that.
This is grandstanding.
It reminds,
and both of them are doing it.
Yeah, it reminds. Yeah, that's exactly what they're grandstanding.
Basically, they're fighting. She leaves, and...
She goes to leave, and he...
Chases her.
Goes after her.
And then it's... Next week, we're going to find out a lot more, hopefully. Shall we move on to... God, the darkest segments that Happily Ever After has ever had.
Y'all, grab yourselves a drink or a doobie, whatever you need to. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Bilal and Shida.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Why would I run to the plague? And when I say plague, I mean the plague is having a child.
Too soon. Too soon.
But I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Because I talk like that.
Literally, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And you're making, you're not a plague, but a pandemic.
And that's what he compares to having a child to.
That just expresses the lack of empathy this person has.
Let's say this now, because I want to be fully clear on this.
Oh, no.
But
there is
no proclamation.
Where's
way,
my trumpet?
There is no way in hell Bilal wants another child.
No.
And I feel like Shida is the last person on earth who doesn't know that. And it is extremely sad.
Yeah.
If you still think Bilal wants another child and he's just putting Shida off, you're a Carl's wife and you need to think about that.
He doesn't want a kid.
Carl! Are you sure? Carl, I think he wants to be a dad. Shooter, go give me that baby rattle. I'm going to send it to him. I got a cousin in Kansas City. I bet she knows him.
Now, they're shopping. Bilal and Shida are shopping. And shopping.
She said, we decided to start with a clean slate after I apologized for nothing.
Oh.
Remember, she apologized for doing nothing wrong.
Whoa.
But she apologized.
This is like the third and fourth sequel to Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah.
They're just giving it to us.
Get ready. It's going to be a lot of them.
God, every time. Do you find you watch their segments with a pit in your stomach? It's almost like every time I watch, I'm thinking, how much more can he do to her?
I actually watch, and I feel very voyeuristic when I watch their segments, only because I'm a bit
related. It makes me sick.
But I don't like to use the word enjoy, but I have to watch their segments because I feel like...
No, I get what you're saying.
Kind of when you talk about like true crime, you have to know what happened. And I tell you like, I don't... For me, like, I have to know how
I get
people can be treated this way and they see it. And...
Well, I get it. I understand that. For me, it is...
But I understand why you literally have a physical reaction.
The problem is it's different than true crime because the camera is on his side.
No.
That's what's different, because it's not on her side at all.
It does feel like that. It does feel like that
they want to give Bilal a good edit.
They're trying to.
It shows you how gross he is that they can't give him a good edit.
But they're at least trying to give him equal time. And that's the thing about, you know, when I watch stuff like True Crime, the Armie Hammer stuff, I'm trying to expose myself to it because it's in an – a lot of times it's in an unobjective lens or trying to be objective. These kind of lenses aren't objective at all. And so that's why I have a problem if they would just show Bilal as he was – and he can't even perform in that.
Because you think about it, Hay's different. Hay and The Other Way can be a little different. But 90 Day Fiancé normally is shot and kind of edited from the American's perspective.
It definitely is.
Because that's the point of it. The American is bringing that person over.
Yeah.
And so...
and that's better for their audience.
Yeah.
We're American.
They're American. So that's the POV. But yet, nobody could relate to Bilal.
No one.
In that first season, and still now, it's no all Shida who we relate to.
And it's so interesting why they chose to put them on Happily Ever After, which I consider as a complete, just a diversity throw. They're like, oh, look, first black Muslim couple. Tough, perfect.
Yeah.
Without any type of forethought.
I agree. Ugh,
makes me
sick.
But
what I don't even think, maybe they do, but I don't think what they even realize is that I hope, I mean, we've had some people that this storyline has changed their
relationship. Totally.
Because they see this in their relationship.
No, I think people need to watch this. I get sick when I watch it though.
Yeah.
And so I would just want to say, if you're like me, see if you can resist the urge not to fast forward through these segments, because they might be telling you something you need to see.
If you don't, I promise y'all, if you don't have a friend who has spoken to this way, or if you're not spoken to this way, you have a friend who
is. I guarantee you.
It is much more rampant than we think.
That's why we all need to think about killing our husbands.
Edit that out, Christina.
And you know what? I'm going to go to law school and I'll defend you.
The opinions of Jake Anthony are not the opinions of Reality
That's
Gay.
That's why women who kill their husbands and are proven to an abuse should not have to go to jail.
Wow.
Because the men are always guilty.
All right. We're going to move on. Okay. First of all, I want to say, y'all, they're in the wrong store, because they're not the wrong store, but they're at this store. Do not buy a pillow for $250.
No, I don't know why they're there.
When he said that backgammon set was like $800 or something.
This is not Home Goods.
This is not a home store you want to go to buy shit.
This is not Cost Plus World Market.
I'm not saying they can't afford. I'm just saying for anyone. I don't care if you're. I don't care. Unless you're fucking Oprah, you don't need to spend $250 on a pillow.
It's a lot of money.
Unless I was Steve Jobs, I could do that.
I bought these pillows from Joybird, and I loved them.
It sounds like you say Jaybird.
Joybird.
Jaybird.
But you can
this
see
them.
This
is not an ad for Joybird.
I loved
them. We're showing these on the Intimate Portrait.
That's okay.
You're right here. We're putting a pillow right here in your
and
lap.
And I...
You like a little bit of
stop
my...
it!
My you oily body and feathers
you
on this couch?
You promised me you would stop that.
Okay.
But my thing was, each pillow was $58. I had a real problem with that.
That's a lot for a pillow, but that's also a normal price. How much are Craig's pillows?
They're more than that. They have to be. But, y'all, I had a dark night of the soul thinking about these pillows and buying and spending them. But I was raised by a mother who grew up with nothing. So that, for me, is a lot of money to spend on a pillow. But I love them, and I finally just went, I love these pillows. I'm going to get them.
There you go.
Yeah.
That, speaking of, that made me think of pillows.
Check out joybird.com. Possibly a new sponsor.
Possibly. Yes,
you better.
We have seen the video of Shep talking. At least I saw it. Did you see the video of Shep talking about,
Austin's ass. Yeah, that's. Shep loves to go that way.
He did stare at it, kind of like we're talking about Southern Charm, y'all.
He's not gay at all.
We are not even watching the show anymore. So if there's an update or if two men kiss, please let us know. I love that. Oh God, I wish I could see it because it made me laugh so fucking hard. a sissy who messaged me the video.
That not your attendant.
Yeah, what did attendant. You think about him seeing his butt? What did you? I mean, I cut you off. What did you think?
I think Austin's butt is quite voluminous.
It and was and pretty meaty, wasn't it?
Yeah. He'd be a good bottom.
He would. Yes. Yeah, but he's not because he could crack
the bottom.
He Austin's the top. Smooth.
Austin
asshole.
Is definitely at the top.
Austin has a decent dick.
He does.
I asked
Austin is a top.
We're Craig's not covering it. Ben and Ronnie from Crappens are still covering it. So if you want to listen to some, but Sissy,
I would highly recommend watch what Crappens.
I asked Sissy Beth. For I said, "Is there anything interesting happening?" She said, "It's mostly Shep being shitty to Taylor, Craig being awkward around Naomi, dog weddings, and John Pringle is missing."
Oh,
and
Pringle.
I just howled like Pringle. Pringle's missing, y'all. We don't care.
Yeah, dog weddings. He is awful to Taylor. Shep.
Well, they're broken up.
Shep has gotten, boy,
you saw, how does someone become a Thomas Ravenel?
Well, I think.
I shouldn't compare him to that.
I think there are a lot of ways, unfortunately.
Because his Twitter is wonderful.
Your lover, it's true. The level of entitlement grows and grows and grows.
Yes, he's not a predator. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't compare him to Ravenel. But I meant like the classism.
But. He's been so awful on the show, and I think he was experiencing a lot of bitterness before he was with Taylor. That's not gone. He's still got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all,
wrong story.
They are in the and of course she walks into the of the baby store.
Baby store. She's also talking to every single store clerk because Shida has no friends, y'all. She's all like, yeah, he won't let me pick out anything. He doesn't want to have a baby yet because he already has his own kids. So and I'm y'all, like, clock. And the store clerks are just going, okay.
He's like, step away, Shida. That's it. He is acting like we would in a room plastered full of pictures of vaginas.
It's like where we get our hair cut.
Yes.
Have you ever gone to the bathroom there?
Oh, yes.
It's just titties.
Yeah.
And then the only thing is I can see a men's dick going in a vagina.
I'm kind of into it because I love to be in that environment. And I'm like, it like makes me remember what it's like to be around all heterosexual men.
Yeah, I think you like that feeling a lot.
I'm kind of into it.
You've been, oddly enough, in a room around heterosexual men a lot, usually in a circle.
Yeah, I could bring some of them across the line.
But they just keep moving the line. That is a good song.
Remember on that show, I still have this,
God, we have
this
KDD
idea
today.
That I can do a Smash podcast.
I
would get our friend Liz to do it with me.
Oh, yeah. Y'all could do that. Somebody did it, right? Somebody had to.
They've had to have.
You'll do it better.
Oh, I quite think you're right.
Glad you're humble. Glad you're humble.
Hey, I know my worth.
Then why do you charge $5 on Pickle Finder? Oh, actually, that's your worth.
That's fair. You know why? I don't want to get I don't want to get too highfalutin.
That's
why.
True. Or you're like Walmart and everyone's been inside you. There's even a greeter.
Hi. Shh, quiet. So y'all, I wrote down he doesn't want any more kids.
No.
What I wrote down here is there's no conversation about him just saying, can we freeze your eggs and he pays for it? That would help her anxiety so much.
Well, she just brings up the fact. She says, can we go to the doctor and
I have a tinfoil hat theory about this.
Well, she says, can we go to the doctor and just get some information about how easy it is for me to have children? And he kind of like, oh, why do we got to do that now and all this shit?
Do you know what it is?
Agrees. What's your tinfoil hat?
He's had a vasectomy and didn't tell her.
You think?
I thought it last season.
I think you said it, actually.
Yeah. I think he's had a vasectomy and didn't tell her.
I don't know. That would be pretty scandalous if he did.
I agree. But would you put it past him?
Yeah, because Shida is totally the type. If she is on birth control, I don't know if they can. I don't know if religion can they take birth control or not.
I don't know.
But if she, I can totally see her being like, yeah, I'm not going to have that. We're just going to leave it up to God.
Well, she said they haven't been trying, which tells me either she's on birth control or they're doing a pull-out method at least.
Yeah.
So, but y'all, she says she wants to go.
I don't understand how that works. I really know nothing about straight sex.
Well, you don't. They pull out before they come in you.
Yeah, but there's still other.
There are fluids. You can get pregnant by pre-cum.
Don't say the word cum. It sounds gross when you say it. Because you said it. You said it so much.
Cum.
Yeah, you kind of say. You can't say the word without saying it sexually.
Cum. C-U-M. Like a Gary Busey voice.
Like you can't.
That I reserved for Shane. From Love is Blind.
I'm fine with that
don't
word.
Don't get shot in the eye like a werewolf.
And I've had friends say, yeah, he came in my eye or whatever. But the way you said, there's just a tension.
Come.
It's like when you say it, you always want it.
Like my mouth starts to water?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what? I can see your point.
Come.
No, I don't remember my point. It doesn't matter. They're going to go to a baby doctor. He finally relented at that. Maybe.
So,
because he goes to talk to his mom.
He goes to talk to his mom at the food pantry.
Again, it's so appearances with Bilal, y'all. He's going to show at the food pantry
to help people who are less fortunate.
He's such a good
son
person.
And a good Muslim.
I'm such a good person, y'all. His appearance, it's every. Yet, have we ever seen him work?
Can we get a group of people to kill him?
Hey, these sis, like I said, these sissies are starting to come at with us with some information. I don't know if we're going to wait till the end of the season or like, what, but Sissy Mary's on the case.
He deserves it. Like, y'all, let's get together. Let's find a way.
So much that a sissy Venmo'd me money to to pay for court documents. And I said, don't send me money for this. I can do this as a tax write-off. She's like, it's worth it.
I just...
Don't send me money, y'all. Please don't. Don't do that.
I want to expose him before we murder him. I want to expose him to the world for what a fraud he is.
I don't want him to be murdered because I want him to be exposed and I want him to live with it.
Oh, that's almost worse. Yeah. I'd still like to see him squirm. No one should treat people like that.
No, I agree. Yeah. I don't think he talks to his mom and nothing really comes of it. Basically,
I absolutely cannot have a child right
now. Well, he just said, it's almost like she's trying to dupe me into a child now. And I went, what? Like, she's been very clear about this.
The thing about it is, though, there's only 2.5 years before she's 40. So they either need to start now or start in like 8 months.
Well, his mom said, I guess, in the agreement. I would love to read this agreement.
It's non-binding, though.
But the agreement says that they would wait a little bit before they had kids, I guess.
Right.
But I bet you there's not a certain time frame.
Well, the thing about it is it's non-binding because she said the prenup says that we would try to start getting pregnant.
Yeah.
So.
God, I want to read this prenup.
It's that kind of idea. There's no legalese for you got to put it in her goot. For seven times a week.
Not seven, but yes, but probably actively trying to procreate a child with the hope of getting pregnant by March of 2023.
Is that, but that's not legally enforceable.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but come at us, lawyer sissies.
And even the mom asks, maybe she thinks you're stringing her along. That's exactly what she thinks if you keep putting her off.
Yeah. Bilal, well, no, I hope she would not after everything I've shown her about me. And I went, that's exactly why she thinks you would be stringing her along.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right, let's talk about Michael.
No, before we do that, it's time for Poodle's Broadway Corner. This involves you and I this week.
What do you mean?
We need to apologize.
What did I didn't do anything.
Oh, yes, you
it's
did.
It's your Broadway corner.
I need to apologize for murdering Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, I did that too. I did that too.
Phantom of the Opera, running on Broadway for 35 years.
35 years, yeah.
That was a gateway show for us.
It was my first Broadway show.
It was what got me into that Phantom of the Opera CD or tape, listening to my car in the car with Aunt Jane. I can remember driving to lunch at Fats Cafe and listening to the Phantom of the Opera tape in her tape deck and singing Music of the Night. On that same mixtape was Jekyll and Hyde.
Whoa.
It's almost like that made me gay.
Wow. Wait, did you create the mixtape or did Aunt Jane have it for you?
I think she made it for me.
Aunt Jane wanted you to be gay.
She did. She didn't know it, but she did.
Does she support you now?
She does.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Even though her son is like super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to meet Aunt Jane.
She's wonderful.
I think that'd be.
When are you going to take me home to Pickens?
Never. I don't know. We'll go to Pickens after we go to Oklahoma.
I am going to Oklahoma Pride. They're doing Art Southern Oklahoma Pride, and I'm emceeing it. Give
this is my corner.
Oh, October 22nd. Anyway, go ahead. It is your corner. It's our show.
Y'all, we
totally killed that show.
We sang about Phantom of the Opera for
Christine. Phantom of Tampa.
On UK, Phantom of Tampa and the UK thing with Christine Daae.
God.
We've been doing Phantom stuff for a long time, and we finally murdered Phantom of the Opera. Phantom of the Opera closed this week on Broadway after 35 years. Unfortunately, they're probably going to open it again in a reduced orchestration, one of the few shows running on Broadway with full orchestration, full orchestra, and full cast, and they're probably going to reopen it again with like 9 people and 11 instruments, which is kind of sad. But
how could you do Phantom with 9 people?
Oh, they'll find a way.
That would be shitty. Because that's kind of what's beautiful about Phantom is a spectacle.
Honey, people will.
They will. No, they will. They will. They will. They will.
It's all money.
It's all that money.
But that's it for the Broadway Corner. That's all I had. Now, don't you regret it. Don't you regret shaming me?
No. Do you ever regret shaming me?
No, because you always deserve it.
Speaking of shaming, let's get to it. Let's talk about Michael and Angela, y'all.
One of the things I want to talk about is that Michael's normal abusive relationship with... Angela's normal abusive relationship with Michael is different this season. And it always feels like it used to feel like when she would call him, it was all about power and she would yell at him and talk down to him. Now that's there, but there is an element of desperation and fear that I've never seen before. And he's taking
will love me?
Yeah. And he's taking a completely different tack because he's like, I'm on Instagram. Deal with it, bitch.
Cause I think she probably thought, once I'm skinny,
yeah,
then I'll be attractive, and then there'll be nothing keeping, except for her age. She said, but then, like, because she probably felt like Michael would cheat on me. He accepted the BJ, all of that kind of stuff, because mm-hmm. I'm a big woman.
Yeah.
And now that that's gone, she expected.
She's confused.
She thought that, and a lot of people go through that. They think, oh, if I'm, if I lose weight and I'm, quote, hot, then my problems will go away and people will love me more.
Right.
That's so far from the truth.
But I encourage everybody to look at this. There's a difference here because it's all now based in fear. And you see her have an idea of her own mortality. And it's different than her screaming. Because
she feels like she's running out of time.
Yeah.
So it's fear of being loved, but fear of just honestly. And I get it. Her mom, I know she worked on it, but her mom just died like a year ago. I know that put a lot of, with my father dying, that put a lot of just, I don't want to wait to do any things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like it just, I want to travel more. We can do.
Let's go kill Bilal.
No. Edit that out, Christine.
I am not going to Kansas City with you ever now. Ruin that.
We would do it kind of painlessly.
No. No.
Although some people don't want us to.
I have my own list of people I have to attend to first. Unlike you, I don't say them aloud.
Well, that's true.
I do might say be them a aloud. Better tactic.
I say them aloud way too much. Yo, come at us if you want me to help. Come with me to Kill Below.
No, please don't. You're going to post it on Facebook. Our group will get shut down. Christina, just take it out.
So, y'all, me and Ma's riding bikes with the grandkids, and they're saying, when's Michael going to come? She's like, oh, fuck.
Now, see, this is what they do that's, I think, smart with Angela, is that they, it's like the way they, Angela seems not human. She's either, she just seems like angry Hulk, whatever.
Yeah.
This off character.
Pure anger.
Pure anger. But then you see her with the, and you realize she is the kind of center of her family. She's kind of like, she is not only, she's paid for these kids, she's taking care of these kids. Yeah. Y'all, Angela.
These are Scotty and Skyla's kids.
Angela's not driving around a Mercedes.
No.
Have we seen her car? She's driving just like a Nissan, like a normal car, like we do. Like, probably because I bet a lot of her money goes to take care of her family.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that to like to defend her. I'm just saying that like it's, it almost makes me more sad that she's so, again, and not in the defense, she treats Michael horribly. But it's like this person who can't get away from their own demons.
And what's weird is you sense that every time she talks to him, that she can feel him slipping away, and it is so, it's, she gets more and more desperate, and fear takes over every single time. And it's different in the past because she calls him and she's going to wish him happy birthday, and it's so cold, and like even between him and her. And I think Michael has the upper hand more than we've ever seen him have, because he says, you know, he's like, I have to stay home because I don't have any cash to go out. And she's like, and why don't you, Michael? And he's like, I don't know. And she's like, because you're an idiot. And this is awful. This is awful when she calls
awful
him an idiot.
And controlling with money. Yeah. It is. It's awful.
And what's interesting, though, is he basically says he normally would say, Angie, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I'm not taking down my Instagram.
Which,
that's new.
Because he says she has an Instagram. Everyone in the world has an Instagram. Yeah. Why should I be? That's
Thank
fair.
You, Michael.
Thank you. He should be up. Now, that said, I looked up today. If it says it's his official Instagram, he only has 4 pictures and 1,300 followers. So it's not like he's very active on this, or maybe he stopped it again, or maybe he keeps.
Yeah.
But it is gross
yeah.
that she feels like she needs to control his Instagram. And it really isn't. Thank God. I did not expect, because y'all, it happens what always happens. She yells at Michael. She turns the phone off. She walks away.
He calls her back.
We see. Mainly, I screenshotted this. I don't know if I'm going to make a meme of it or not. I got to think about it. But you just see, like, Stacy, it's even worse. You just see that pony horse hair that's on her head. Y'all, it looks good in the front, not so much in the back.
Not so much in the back.
It kind of splits open, and you just see that her own hair is a completely different color and just fried on the end.
Yeah.
She doesn't look good.
She does not look good.
It does not look good. I wish she'd get rid of this pony, but when she walks away, but we see later, Skyla fucking reads her for filth.
Yep.
Which
is the first time we've ever seen that.
Yes, because Norma Skyla is always like, Michael's taking advantage. But y'all, they're going to eat. First of all, take me to Barbara Dean's.
Barbara Dean's. Y'all, this is a Southern buffet restaurant.
This reminds me of that restaurant we used to go to when, what was it called? It was in Wilson.
You're acting like I'm going to know what it is.
Oh, God. Oh,
like you're looking at me to volunteer information, Brandon, and I go.
It was just they would have a Sunday buffet, and we'd go to church.
This
it
is
was
like
so
old country
good.
Buffet.
Oh, is Barbara Dean's a chain, or is this an actual just solo
Again,
restaurant?
You're acting like
I thought maybe there'd be one by you.
No, there's not.
You've never been to a Barbara?
We have cafeterias.
But we've all been to a, quote, Barbara Dean's.
Yeah.
Did it make you a little miss home, like seeing that buffet and seeing like the ranch pitchers?
A little bit. I find buffets generally gross.
I know, but when they're eating the food and Angel says, "All right, now pick out something healthy," and I went, "What is there?"
You know what? Strangely enough, salad is the healthiest thing on there, even drenched in ranch dressing.
Drenched in ranch dressing, yeah. Yes.
But
you know they had warm rolls at Barbara Dean's. It triggered some food separately. I got hungry.
I think we need to move on.
Do you think there was a hot buffet with fried okra?
For sure. There's definitely fried okra. Ooh. You're triggering Sissy's food issues right now.
I'm just hungry.
Skyla's there with the kids, and Angela's was like, Sydney, do you like cucumbers? And she's like, I'm going to replace them with your ice cream. And it's a funny thing of Sydney's like, I'm going to eat like I will eat my ice cream.
And it's funny earlier, by the way, when her little younger, that she's teaching her kid how to ride a bike, and she says, what did Angela say? She's like, well, Michael is, he's trying to aggravate your meemaw. And her kids are all like descendants of Honey Boo Boo because they all know how to put their hand on their head and go.
They've seen her do it so many times.
That's not good for me, Mom.
And so anyway, she's talking to Skyla. She's like, I did all this to look sexy for him, and he never says anything about my body.
That broke my heart a little bit because I went, you should have done all this for you.
Yep.
Y'all, I'm a big proponent of plastic surgery.
But
I
do
just
it
emailed
for you.
My plastic surgeon yesterday.
Do it for you. Are we going to talk about that face?
I'm actually trying to see if he can put Botox in my ears so I don't have to hear you anymore. That's what I'm hoping.
If I can just draw on your face some areas, some problem areas before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. It would really help me out.
Sure. I'm sorry. Can't hear you. It's already working.
So, she basically says, Michael has no interest in my body anymore, and he's blocked her on Instagram. It's official. And Skyla's like, well, maybe he's actually reacting to what you're doing with that guy named Billy. And Angel's like, oh.
Remember, y'all, she's doing the TikTok duets with this guy named Billy.
And she's like, you know what? Billy has kidney failure, and I do everything with #awareness because I'm doing my
Because she's trying to help him get a new kidney, I guess. However, the first conversation we saw with you and Billy, there was not a mention of a kidney.
There was no mention of kidney failure.
And it did not seem like a conversation with somebody you just want to help out with medical issues.
No.
Skyla said, she said, you were talking about Michael playing games.
And you're playing games.
But this seems like games to me.
And we do hear that she is going to Nigeria next week.
She's like, because
they're going to roll up on him, y'all.
Well, and Skyla says to her, she's like, Mom, you're just looking for attention that Michael's not giving you.
That's now, exactly what it is.
Skyla does think that Michael is probably taking advantage of her. She does think that. We once said that we thought Michael and Angela loved one another.
I believe it.
Do we still stand by that? I still think at one time they did too, because
I think Michael could have been the love of her life.
I think so. For her, for sure. I think.
I don't know for him.
I don't know, because he did, again, y'all, he is from Nigeria.
Yeah.
It's a big thing to have. He wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
You know, Angela's not having a
second
wife.
And I think, again, this is a type of love that American love is very different than he could see. This is a great opportunity for me to get to the U.S. And
because
he was
infatuated with the U.S.
Yeah. But it's not scamming in this ways. That's the thing for Americans. It's either we're fairy tale love or you're scamming me.
I think this had more gray in at first.
Yeah.
Now, do you think they're going to, cause I think this season, their arc for this season. Now we're in episode 4. So we're basically seeing the arcs of the season. And their arc is going to be, are they going to stay together or not?
I don't think they will. I think it will end this season.
I think it's going to end too. Because I do feel like
He'll find a new opportunity.
I do think Angela probably presents a better part of herself on television than we see.
Oh, I think we've mentioned this before. Angela's story and Angela and Michael's story is the most massaged of anything on television.
Yeah, I agree.
Of anything on TLC.
I agree.
Yep. That's all I've got.
That's all I got, y'all. That's the show. You can go to our Linktree link on our TikTok or our Instagram. Check those out. You also go to our Twitter. All of that link information is in your show notes, whether you're on the Patreon or if you're on the free feed. all that. You just click remind yourself later. Say, hey, Siri, remind me in an hour when I get home to subscribe to Reality Gates Instagram. And Siri will do it. Or Google.
My Siri mouths me.
What's the Google? My put as a reminder. Is what's it? Is it called Alex? What's the Google one called? Or just Hey Google?
I don't talk to Google.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, set yourself a reminder. And
Google can fuck itself.
Google can fuck you. It's got enough money to.
Call me Google.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. All right, everybody. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you get so mad that you throw things,
ooh, I want a milkshake.
Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.